Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the On the Rocks podcast. This is Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman, joined by my colleague Patrick Saunders, who of course is in Phoenix covering spring training. Patrick, how you doing down there? Staying warm?
It's beautiful. Got the weather is killing me for standing pop, and it's been fantastic. You'll be heading down here in just a few days. We'll double team the Rocks for a couple of days, and then you go solo for about a week. But yeah, I've been here, you know, many, many times, and the weather's usually nice, but it's unusually beautiful the last 5-6 days. So anybody's coming down to see the Rockies and start a Cactus League play this Saturday, they're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah, Cactus League getting fired up this Saturday, like Patrick said, around Arizona, around the Phoenix area, over in Florida. Grapefruit League action about to get underway. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about a little Rocks and, of course, the ongoing drama. We've discussed it many times between star third baseman Nolan Arenado and general manager Jeff Breidich. And, Patrick, last week, Jeff didn't want to comment on the Nolan situation and what's going on, if there's been any developments. But on Tuesday, he attempted to calm the Rockies' choppy waters. How do you think that went?
I actually thought Breidich did okay. You know, it couldn't have gotten much worse than when, on the first day when he talked to simply the Colorado media, he had a very terse no comment. I think that only added fuel to the fire and kind of kept the whole controversy stoked a little bit. But yesterday, Tuesday, was Cactus League Media Day. All the GMs and managers were all assembled together. I think Jeff was pretty well prepared. He knew what was going to come. He had a little bit of an apology, not toward Nolan Arenado, certainly, but toward the Rockies fans for what he called the angst that they've been through. He didn't divulge a whole lot more than that. You know, he didn't talk about whether Nolan's on the trade block still. He didn't talk about the personality issues with Nolan or anything behind closed doors, but he was cordial. It was something he absolutely had to do because in the PR battle here, I don't know if it matters or not, in my estimation, Nolan was winning by a landslide because Nolan has talked twice very openly since he's been down here. He wanted to get all that behind him, and it was incumbent upon Jeff Breidich to at least give his point of view as much as he felt he could. So all in all, I thought he did an okay job.
So like you said, Patrick offered a somewhat apology to the Rockies fans, saying they're our best supporters of Nolan, they're the best supporters of the organization, but also in typical Jeff Breidich way, he said, hey, you know, there's stuff that we want to handle internally and not publicly. And you know, that goes to basically what you said. He didn't say much more about how he's going to mend the fence with Arenado, about what Arenado's, you know, how stable he is on the roster going forward. I got to imagine, like you've written several times already, Patrick, he'll be around for spring training, but if the Rockies don't perform in this first half, it could be trouble for Nolan, Stain, and Lodo.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, the thing is, and I hope I made it fairly clear in the story I wrote, you know, it isn't all just, you know, rainbows and unicorns here with this relationship. I mean, yeah, they may sit down and they may smooth some things out, and Nolan said he's not the kind of person who holds a grudge. I get all that. But there's discontent beneath the surface here. And
right.
And as you said, if the Rockies don't play well, and Nolan's on the record multiple times saying, you know, he wants to win. He's come short of demanding a trade. But we all know, reading between the lines, that if the Rockies don't win and don't give Nolan a chance, that he's going to want out sooner rather than later. And I think it's, unless the Rockies suddenly become a really good baseball team, I think it's a given Nolan's going to opt out after 2021, which, of course, forces the Rockies' hands. Now, as far as the trade coming down, let's say, you know, midsummer around the trade deadline, you know, I think it's a possibility, Kyle, but problem is, you got to wonder, how much are the Rockies asking for And who's going to want him badly enough to pick up that contract, right? We already know that there were discussions with multiple teams. And from everything I've heard, the Rockies asking price was prohibitive. And even if the Rockies picked up some of Nolan's salary, you know, I just don't know. It's, you know, fans are constantly, you know this, fans are constantly saying, oh, trade this guy, trade that guy, pull this deal, pull that deal. It's very complicated, particularly in Nolan's case with a no-trade clause, the opt-out, the money. You simply can't say, well, we're going to figure out a way to trade him. There's a lot that goes into it, as you well know.
Again, folks, on the Rocks podcast, this is Kyle Newman, joined by Patrick Saunders, calling in from Salt River Fields out in Arizona. And one final thing on this topic, Patrick, I'd like to address. Breidich said that he has not had a face-to-face meeting with Arenado at spring training, but that a meeting probably will happen. My question is, I mean, even a month ago or so when this all blew up and Nolan came out and said he felt disrespected by Breidich, I mean, if I'm the GM, if I'm Jeff Breidich, I'm taking my private plane or the first plane I can get out to Southern California and sitting down with Nolan then. I mean, I'm just not quite sure from an organizational perspective, from a managing the ball club and trying to get the train going on the right track in 2020, why this bridge has not been mended a week into spring training when it should have been mended, I think, weeks ago.
Well, I think that's a fair argument. And I'm not sure I know the exact timeline on this because I don't want to make it seem like I know every step of the step that went into Nolan's disrespect comment. From what I understand, there was a meeting down here in Arizona where Nolan owns a second home at some point this offseason, where it was Nolan's agent, Joel Wolf, it was Dick Monfort, and it was Jeff Breidich, and they did sit down, and from what I've been told, that meeting was fairly cordial. The thing is, I don't know the exact timeline on when Breidich supposedly disrespected Nolan. I think it was right after the end of the 19th season, but I also know it was building before then. So you make a point that this shouldn't have come to this point. It shouldn't have come to a head. But it also shows you what can happen when you know, you have such a disconnect and lack of communication. And I think Breidich did address that, you know, yesterday. He said, you know, we've got to be better communicators. And, you know, that's as far as he went. But I agree with you. This should not have been something that lingered into the first week of camp.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Arenado and Jeff Breidich throughout spring training going into the 2020 season. Again, folks, head to denverpost.com/Rockies to catch up with all of Patrick's reporting from the first official week down at the Cactus League and as games fire up this weekend. Patrick, I'll be seeing you on Monday. Should be good. And enjoy the time to yourself down there before I get down there to bug you. All right?
For sure.
Till next time, folks, take it easy.